This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
The roots on fire. Let me check out the date here. The date today is February 10th. So the 14th is Valentine's Day. That's Friday. And I've got a column due. I've got to write it tomorrow for the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country. Syndicated by Creator Syndicate, nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate. And I think I'll write a column about the fact, I read you this story last week already, that people love America again and love the future again and love their families again and have hope for their incomes again and feel like things are getting better again. They like the direction of the country again. And I wasn't sure how to put it all together until my great friend Colonel Joe just sent me a tweet. And he said, for Valentine's Day, encourage everyone to fall in love with America again. And that's what Trump has done. See, Trump has made everybody fall in love with America again for Valentine's Day and fall in love with our future and our children's future again. Embrace nationalism, which is to love your country. Don't let the mainstream media debase it, he said. White racism isn't white nationalism. We are nationalists, but we're not white racists. One has nothing to do with the other. Everything about the Democrats, racist, 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 they're trying to stain the word nationalist. Fall in love with your country again on Valentine's Day. Great theme, Joe. Colonel Joe, retired United States Army colonel. Now living in the great Midwest and a big fan and a listener of 3 hours of this show every single day and sends me all kinds of ideas and notes. And they're always on the money. Good job, Joe. So let me read you the IRS data, what you should be in love with. You should be in love with states with less taxes, less spending, less deficit, lower deficit, and less lawyers. God, I hate lawyers. Two things in the world I hate is lawyers and taxes. I'll give you my best lawyer joke. This is the best lawyer joke I ever heard. New Jersey leads the nation in toxic waste dumps. California leads the nation in lawyers. Why? Because New Jersey got to pick first. They picked toxic waste dumps over lawyers. Get it? That's how bad lawyers are. You'd rather choose toxic waste dumps in your state than lawyers in your state. And so this new data is out from the IRS. And somebody did an analysis of the IRS statistics of income for 2018, the latest available from the Federal Tax Agency. And the 15 states with the highest net in-migration, meaning the most amount of people coming to their state, were in order. Number one, Nevada, where I live, because we have zero income tax. Number two, Idaho. Number three, Arizona. Number four, South Carolina. Number five, Colorado. The only big surprise is this. I'm looking at the 15 states with the highest net migration, and Texas isn't in them. I don't get it. Florida's in them. So one is Nevada, two is Idaho, three is Arizona, four is South Carolina, five is Colorado, six is Delaware, seven is North Carolina, eight is Oregon, nine is Washington, ten is Florida, 11 is Tennessee, 12 is Maine, 13 is Georgia, 14 is Montana, and 15 is New Hampshire. And the only problem I have with this list is that, yes, all of it makes sense. They all have less lawyers and less taxes. I get it. Better balanced budgets. I get it. Nevada's not in as much trouble as, say, California or New York or New Jersey. I get that. But the order is really wrong, even though Nevada's first, and I think that's great. This must be per capita highest net immigration. But on pure numbers of people, Florida's one and Texas is two. And Nevada might be like four or five. Because we don't get as many people here as Nevada, Texas or Florida. Pure numbers of people. Percentage-wise, compared to how small we are, yes, we're number one. So now the 15 states with the highest net out-migration were in order. Number one, New York. Number two, Illinois. Number three, Connecticut. Number four, North Dakota. Number five, Louisiana. Number six, New Jersey. Number seven, Massachusetts. Number eight, Kansas. Number nine, West Virginia. Number 10, California. Number 11, Mississippi. Number 12, Wyoming. Number 13, Maryland. Number 14, Nebraska. And number 15, Rhode Island. So the problem with this list, the out-migration list, is I see New York's 1. That makes sense. Illinois' 2. Connecticut's 3. New Jersey's only 5. That's nonsense. Just on pure numbers, I'll bet New Jersey's right up there at the top. And based on pure numbers, California's either 1 or 2 with New York. So it just doesn't include that. But per capita, I get it. Those are the numbers. But all those states make sense to be in that list. Bergman used, this guy is Bergman who put this list together, he used Wallet Hub's state tax burden ranking, the Cato Institute's freedom ranking of states, the frequency of states' balanced budgets, the data for lawyers per 10,000 residents, and the ranking for states per taxpayer share of unfunded state government debt. Other factors included were the winter average temperature. That makes sense, too. A lot of people leave because it's cold, right? And the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Share of unionized public sector workers per state and the Democrat-GOP ratio in the 2016 presidential election. Cold winters were the least important factor, according to Bergman. The 2016 vote was the second lowest correlation. The highest correlation was for Wallet Hub's tax burden ranking, followed by lawyers at number 2, and then the TIA, whatever TIA is, their ranking of tax burden. What is the TIA? I have no idea. Their ranking of tax burden. New York has the highest number of lawyers. I can't believe it. I was the highest number of lawyers. New York has the highest number of lawyers, followed by Maryland, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Vermont. South Carolina, the fewest lawyers, followed by Arkansas, Arizona, Idaho, and South Dakota. And he says, in-migration states don't differ much from out-migration states. You can't blame bad winters alone for out-migration. Americans for Tax Reform President Grover Norquist said this analysis has significant short and long-term political implications. General movement from high-tax, high-spending states to lower-tax, lower-spending states will tend to strengthen the limited government direction of Florida, Texas, Tennessee, and in the short term increase the clout of those benefiting from big government and losing states like California and New York. But viewed on a longer time frame, Norquist said, these trends are not sustainable. When enough taxpayers leave, state and local spending will have to decline. We'll see blue cities go bankrupt. We'll see what the Supreme Court says about whether states can go bankrupt and start over. In any case, you get the idea. Democrat campaign strategist Jimmy Williams, former senior economic advisor to Senator Richard Durbin, Democrat, Illinois, told the Epoch Times, people go where there's a good quality of life, including good schools, good roads, decent infrastructure, and jobs, jobs, jobs. All those factors are important, Williams said. However, lower taxes certainly aren't an attraction. I mean, what can Democrats say? I mean, seriously, what can you actually say? That's kind of the only answer a Democrat can give, other than if you're a complete moron and you're delusional and you go, taxes have nothing to do with it. So I mentioned in the opening sequence of this show, the whole opening segment, I talked about Trump's new plan carried out by William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, to go after sanctuary cities and sanctuary counties and sanctuary states and make them pay and put people in prison, hopefully. And at the same time that was happening, I told you, Bloomberg, Mike Bloomberg, pledges to investigate ICE and end Trump policies, a newly unveiled immigration plan. So Mike, here's the details of Mike Bloomberg. Mike Bloomberg's campaign released his immigration platform Monday, that's today, calling for an end of President Trump's most notable border enforcement programs. He called for the termination of the Remain in Mexico program. So you don't have to wait in Mexico, according to Bloomberg. The minute you cry asylum, we should let you in, and then you stay here forever illegally. He wants to get rid of metering. I don't even know what that is. Third country transit agreements. That's, I assume, the agreements we have now with Mexico and Guatemala and El Salvador, that they're going to keep their people there, and they're going to build human walls, you know, with soldiers and military. He wants to get rid of the travel ban. So let every person in from every Muslim nation who hates America and has absolutely no records of those people, whether they're terrorists or not. And he pledged to end border wall construction. The plan also called for the Justice Department to investigate abuse by ICE, not abuse by illegals, abuse by ICE and Customs and Border Patrol, and a reprioritization of immigrant enforcement. So Bloomberg is as insane as any Democrat in the country. don't you know the reason Trump won isn't because he's a billionaire. It's not because he's a handsome guy. It's not because he's a cool guy. It's not because he's a rich guy. It's not because he's a famous celebrity. All that helped. The reason Trump won is he tapped into the... He resonated with and tapped into the entire feeling of anger of all working class, middle class Americans, which is that illegals are ruining our country. You didn't know that, Mike? You're unaware of that, really. You're really that stupid. Hard to even believe you're that stupid. What's it called? The zeitgeist? Isn't it called the zeitgeist when you tap into, like, the gut feeling of the people of your country? It's the zeitgeist. He's out of his mind. He could be right on everything else, and you could get nowhere with this plan. The detailed plan includes many pivots in the current administration, such as ending the Remain in Mexico program, metering at the border. I wish someone would tell me what metering at the border means. Chris, maybe you could look it up right now. Google, what does it mean, metering at the border? And a slate of Central American asylum agreements. See, I got that right. That's what he's talking about, is asylum agreement. Right now, our immigration system isn't working, he said. This is not who we are. It has not made us any safer. He's going to order the Justice Department to investigate ICE and Customs Patrol, Customs and Border Protection, for abuse by its members. And he would reprioritize their work, reducing the number of aliens in immigration detention. Oh, my God. I mean, you're out of your mind. I see. Implement metering, which restricts the number of asylum seekers who cross the border every day. He doesn't want any of that. He doesn't want any asylum agreements with Central American countries. He's going to end all those initiatives. Wow. I'll read you the rest of these when we get back. It's hard to even believe Bloomberg's this dumb. But then again, this is the guy who made his whole agenda is about stuffing transgenders down our throat, too. People who don't know if they have a penis or a vagina, prioritized in America.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real.
Get real.
Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundance. Powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me 18 $15,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty Health Share is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show's Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878. And is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's president, Adam Crum, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Great deal just for my listeners. So I've given you so much good news today about what Trump is up to. I'm going to go after the sanctuary cities. And here's funding secured for 1,000 miles of the border wall, White House officials say. It just doesn't get any better in the last 2 weeks. Everything is coming up aces. The Trump administration is shifting its border wall focus from procuring resources to breaking ground on new construction after securing funds for 1,000 miles of new wall along the southern border. The fiscal year 2021 budget requests fewer funds for border wall construction than in previous years, but a senior White House official explained the administration has now shifted from securing funds to building more wall. Acting Customs Patrol Commissioner Mark Morgan said in January he expects to meet President Trump's goal of erecting 450 miles of new border wall construction by the end of 2020, and the White House maintained optimism Sunday. On the border, there's great news to report. The president has kept his promise to secure the border. With funding available, the administration will build up to 1,000 miles of border wall along the southwest border. All good news. According to White House officials familiar with the fiscal year 2021 proposal, the budget requests for Customs and Border Patrol jumped to $15.6 billion, up roughly 7% from last year's total. Immigration and Customs Enforcement also saw a significant bump, with a funding request just shy of $10 billion. What I don't see in this article is what I read yesterday, which is the reason Trump is asking for less is because of Wayne Root's idea. In other words, I'm the guy who screamed for the loudest mountaintops in November of 18 that Trump should get the money from the Pentagon and the military budget. And then you don't need it from the Congress. You know? You don't need it. And that's exactly what Trump's done. They said he's gotten about $15 billion from the military budget. He took like $7.5 billion last year. He's going to take $8 billion this year from the military budget. So all things considered, he's getting the money together for the wall. He doesn't need to ask Congress for it anymore. Great news. Fabulous news. We're getting that wall built. President Trump keeps his promises. And the guy who's getting killed, and I predicted this in the beginning, and I'm talking about politically killed, not physically killed. The guy who's getting killed is Biden. Biden's done. Stick a knife in him. He's done. Again, metaphorically, politically I'm talking. Please, nobody stick a knife in anybody. Make sure everybody understands that. Stick a fork in him, not stick a knife in him. Stick a fork in him. Politically, not really. But Quinnipiac is out and says nearly half of Biden's African-American supporters have abandoned him. A new national Quinnipiac poll shows Bernie Sanders jumping out the biggest lead in any national poll of the Democrat primary. Sanders now beating Biden by 8 points nationally. And before the Iowa caucuses, Biden was beating Sanders by 5. And the whole key has been black support. Biden's been counting on South Carolina as his firewall, where two-thirds of the Democrat primary voters are black. But the new national Quinnipiac poll shows support for Biden among African Americans dropped from 52% to 27% since the Iowa caucuses. Wow. Wow, what a difference time makes. Everyone's lost confidence in Biden. He's done. He's finished. And nobody wants Elizabeth Warren anymore. And that leaves this race between Sanders and Mayor Pete Butthead and Mike Bloomberg. That's kind of it. We'll see what happens. But none of those three have any chance of beating Trump, I can tell you that. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump doesn't want the FDA to regulate tobacco. His new budget creates an agency within Health and Human Services dedicated solely to regulating tobacco and vaping products. The FDA has been cracking down amid concerns of underage vaping. Regarding the proposed federal budget, the president says two areas of the budget will remain the same.
We're not touching Medicare. We want to keep Medicare. We're not touching Social Security.
An Arkansas mayor is thanking police officers following a deadly shooting inside a Walmart.
It's due to their heroism and quick response that no civilians were injured. Again, thank you. Truly thank you to the response of the officers.
Forest City Mayor Cedric Williams says police did the right thing by confronting someone at the big box store on Monday. The suspect was making threats inside the Walmart. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is Wayne.
Maureen Ellen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Ellen Root, otherwise known as War. Welcome back to the show. I want to thank the sponsor of this segment of the show, Newsmax TV. And I want to use this time to mention, normally, Newsmax TV is hour number 3. It comes on every night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. You know I've been on Newsmax TV for just about 3 years now. And we've got a wonderful show that is just jammed with all of you, all the wonderful viewers from coast to coast. Every time we let calls in, it's from all 50 states. It's just wonderful. I get over 1,000 fan mails a week. And we're just so thrilled with the ratings and so thrilled with the show. But Newsmax is recommitted to me with a long-term deal, and they've moved me to a new time slot. So we're going to now be starting on Tuesday, February 25th. You'll be watching the Wayne Ellen Root Show, Raw and Unfiltered, at 10 o'clock East Coast time, 9 o'clock Central, 7 p.m. West Coast time. So all my fans in Las Vegas, we're going from 5 to 7. All my fans on the East Coast, like our wonderful Connecticut viewers, WJJF, in New London, Connecticut, Lee Elsie's crowd, will be on at 10 o'clock at night on TV instead of 8 o'clock at night. So all the times have changed. 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, starting on Tuesday the 25th. Great time slot, and we feel really good about it moving forward. They think I'll really dominate in that slot, and so I'm very excited to be on a little bit later time, but still prime time on the East Coast and very prime time on the West Coast. All good stuff. Brigitte Gabriel is our guest. She's a terrorism expert, a regular guest on the show. Chairman of ACT for America, largest national grassroots organization in the U.S., ActForAmerica.org, the author of Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom, and she's the only guest I've got in the whole world who could match my energy. Brigitte, welcome to the show.
Hi, Wayne. I'm delighted to be with you, and congratulations on the change of time. I tell you, Newsmax is a great network. I was binge-watching Newsmax all weekend.
Good stuff, good stuff. And I'm very excited to continue to be part of they changed the whole lineup at Newsmax. A lot of new people coming in. And then the one guy they kept, thank God, is Wayne Ellen Root. So I'm thrilled that they've recommitted to me. TV's a very tough business. You have no idea how competitive it is. And, of course, we're up against Fox News. So the fact that, A, they've kept me, B, they've recommitted long term, and C, they gave me a new prime spot is all really, really good news. And I breathe a excited sigh of relief that for the rest of the Trump administration, I'll be around with you guys on Newsmax TV, reaching 80 million homes now. Brigitte, President Trump highlighted his accomplishments for our border security during the State of the Union address, and I wanted you to go over what you thought were the big highlights and the big takeaways of what he's done for our state of the border.
Well, what he has done is amazing, and especially with building the wall, despite the fact that everybody was against him. They were not giving him the money. They were fighting it tooth and nail. And look, he moved forward in building that wall, and that wall is going to be finished within the next 2 years. So he is great and on track, and that has eliminated so many people coming through the border. People have no idea. U.S. Border Patrol agents are very happy about it. We are cutting down also those who are being arrested right here. They are being deported. No questions asked. We are throwing them back into Mexico. And he also forced Mexico to deal with the people who are trying to break the law and come into our country. A lot of them right now are stopped in Mexico before they even cross over. So he has done a phenomenal job while the left and the radicals and the socialists are screaming very loud. They want every potential Democratic voter to cross the country at any cost. And he basically is stopping them from doing that through the Mexican border.
Did you hear the news that came out just about an hour and a half ago with Attorney General William Barr announcing, and Trump didn't say this during the State of the Union, I'm shocked that he didn't announce it with that big an audience, sweeping new sanctions and significant escalation against left-wing sanctuary cities. They're going after all the sanctuary cities, and I think that is such great news. I just wish he had announced it during the State of the Union.
They should. He should have announced it during the State of the Union, but I'm so glad Barr announced it because this is exactly what they needed to do, Wayne, because we need to get local people in their cities putting pressure on their mayors and on local elected officials to stop this nonsense, because we have got to rise up. up in an uproar. People are dying in our own cities. Some people, look, I was talking to some friends of mine the other day, and there are areas, one friend of mine said to me, he said, I won't let my wife and kids go to this mall. I told my wife, I let her do anything in the world. I never ever challenged my wife to stop doing something. He said, but in this instance, I told her she is forbidden from going to this mall or taking my children to this mall because of the status of a sanctuary city. They are coming in and they are literally kidnapping people from the parking lots and stealing them and taking them. And because of the cities that are close to basically major highways where you can literally get on the interstate, where you can have within 2 hours almost cross states, this is why they're doing it. And finally, people are fed up. And I'm so glad they're going after it. And I can tell you, we at Act for America, we are going to do everything we can to make sure we mobilize our citizens to stand up in their locality and fight this.
So you saw, I know, Bridget, we mentioned it during the break off Mike, you and I, you saw the new commentary that I've got out, which is a very popular commentary, to say the least. It's turning into a viral commentary about this new bill by Democrats called the New Way Forward Act, which is basically, you know, I characterize, for once, you could stop all the BS. Let's just call it what it is. Democrats are evil. They want to destroy this country. They want to let everybody in the world in, and they want all the criminals to come in, and all the criminals that are here, they want to never be deported. It's the most incredible anti-American bill I've ever seen, and it's really gone viral, and I wanted to get your take on it.
Oh, it's amazing. What you laid out in your article about the bill, you basically took out all the highlights of the bill and put them down on paper so people can see, so the average person, Wayne, can understand what we are talking about. And what we're talking about is the total and utter destruction of America as we know it today. You see, the Democrats, because they cannot come up with a new policy that can better the country, because under Democratic policies, they have destroyed the country. And right now, the radical leftist element of the Democratic Party, which seems to be the Democratic Party that of Kennedy and what you and I used to remember even 10 years ago, right now has become so radical that the people of the United States, the independents, and even a lot of Democrats are leaving the party. I mean, look at the walkaway movement. So the Democrats want new voters, and the only way they're going to be able to get new voters, people to support their free this, free that, free everything, is basically to open up the floodgate and bring foreigners into the country where they can promise them anything. They're going to be dependent on the government, and so the Democrats will have a stream of continuous voters where Republicans will never, ever see leadership in this country. And this is why this bill must be stopped. And I'm speaking as an immigrant, Wayne. I mean, I am somebody who paid, who did it the right way, paid the price, whatever I had to pay in order to come to the United States, studied American history, made sure I spoke English very well in order for me to pass the exam, the written and verbal exam I had to take in order to become an American. People like me, in the beginning when they were bringing Americans, immigrants into this country, people were indirectly forced to adapt and basically assimilate into the country, because how can you assimilate if you don't speak the language? How can you assimilate if you do not know who we are, where we came from, and what we stand for as a country? But by opening the floodgates the way the Democrats want to do it right now, they want to bring people to America that have a criminal background, no vetting, the laws do not matter. They want everybody to come here, no question asked. Even if you are a criminal, you cannot be deported. If you are arrested, you cannot be deported. All crimes, I mean, look what's happening in San Francisco with the theft right now. Illegals are walking into department stores, stealing whatever they want, running out of the store, and it's not a crime anymore. The store managers do not want to mess with it.
Well, of course. If anything under $1,000 is not a crime, it's just a ticket, right? Then
right.
They've decriminalized anything under $1,000 theft. Then everyone's going to walk in a store and steal a $1,000 or $999 jacket. By the way, I wonder if they count sales tax. I mean, if it's a $999 jacket, does that count as $1,000 or $100,000? I don't know. Probably they'll count that as under, because anything that benefits illegals and criminals is the Democrat Party. And I think people can see this, and I think they're going to go down to an historic defeat. It's going to be a renouncing of the Democrats, except Bridget, except if dumb Republicans do nothing, and I'm including President Trump, are you doing anything, President Trump, Mr. Smart Republican, the only smart Republican, what are you doing about illegal aliens voting? Because they're going to cheat so big time in this election, it'll be twice as much as 2016. What are we doing to counteract that? I'd like to know, dumb Republicans and the one smart Republican, President Trump. I ask that question out loud. What are we going to do to stop it? Doesn't that worry you?
Oh, that's the only thing that worries me. I'm not worried about the American public's sensibility and wisdom in voting to a president who is putting America first. The majority of Americans see that. They see a president who is laying everything on the line to make sure he protects the interests of every single American, the janitor, the police officer, the CEO, the teacher, the business owner, the soldier, and everybody in between. He is putting their interests first before his. This is the first time where we have seen a president who's literally slaving for the American public night and day in order to better America. And this is why we need to keep him in power. And the Americans see that. What I'm worried about this election season is fraud. Basically, dead people voting. And this is, we're going to see more and more of this in the upcoming election. But I can tell you this. I know that President Trump and the leadership and this administration are working to make sure this does not happen and the elections are going to be secure. I can tell you we are working with the administration and we are working on the highest levels of government in coordinating and mobilizing our activists nationwide in their community, because this year is a vital year for the United States. It's literally...
We got to jump. We got to run. The music's on. Thank God people like Brigitte have their eye on the ball, and she's working to keep these elections fair. Brigitte Gabriel, actforamerica.org, and her book, author of Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom. Thank you, Brigitte. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. country ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, Real Water, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Real Water is all about negative ions. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. And because of all those extra electrons, say that five times fast, extra electrons, it is beyond alkalinity. And that's why it's the big rage right now. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brett and Amy, owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners, you, a very special deal. So go to Amazon or go to your Prime Amazon program and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10 WAR, that's the number 10, and then WAR, W-A-R, all caps, no space, between 10 and WAR, all caps, and you will receive a 10% discount. Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. Doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you'll taste and feel the difference. Guess who gets it delivered to the door every week? Wayne Allen Root. So I want to mention, first of all, that I was the first guy I know of in the whole country who said that Trump has made Mexico pay for the wall. He's got his wall. They're calling the human military line standing in front of the border, both northern and southern in Mexico, Trump's wall. Down in Mexico, in Spanish, the reporters are saying it's Trump's wall. Trump made Mexico pay for it. And here's TV host Jorge Ramos, who is the politically, diametrically opposed to Wayne Root. Everything I believe in, he doesn't. He wants open borders and open immigration. Everybody gets in. And Jorge Ramos says Trump got his wish. Mexico is now the wall. Univision newscaster Jorge Ramos says President Trump has persuaded Mexico to become the border wall. He actually wrote a column in the February 7th issue of New York Times. None of you got it. Trump has won. Here's what Ramos says. Mexico has effectively turned into an extension of Mr. Trump's immigration police beyond American territory, and this is the case on multiple fronts on the southern border with Guatemala. They prevent Central American migrants from coming into Mexico. On the northern one, they block those seeking entry into the United States from leaving. The decision of Mexico's president, López Obrador, also known as AMLO, to follow this approach is misguided. He should let migrants continue their journey north. Ramos' admission is a startling declaration of defeat by a pro-migration Mexican board cheerleader. This guy has loudly denounced and ridiculed Trump. Trump in 2015 threw Ramos out of a press conference. And at one point he made jokes. He made jokes about Trump and the wall and making Mexico pay for it. But now Ramos gives Donald Trump all the credit for Mexico's border wall and security forces. He says everything changed because of Donald Trump. By mid-2019, a number of Central American caravans were traveling across Mexico. The president compared them to an invasion, warned Mexico they should do something to stop them, said he would slap tariffs on all Mexican imports if it didn't, and they did it. Trump did it. But by the way, Mexican citizens also deserve some of the credit because they support the anti-migration policy. Ramos said, why am I not surprised? Excuse me, that's why I am surprised by the indifference shown by so many Mexicans over the abuses of the National Guard and the vicious attacks on social media aimed at Central Americans. These xenophobic comments, same BS we hear coming out of the mouths of communists in the United States. Anyone who tells the truth and says, I don't want all the migrants, a lot of them are losers, they're broke, they're poor, they have no talents, they're coming here to smooch off and suck off the American taxpayer, steal our money, steal our jobs, and they're going to be lazy bums on welfare the rest of their lives. And he says, these xenophobic comments remind me of those I've been hearing for decades here in the United States, and of the appalling mistreatment of Mexican immigrants in recent weeks. Such abuses should not be forgotten or used to justify a similar treatment of migrants in Mexico. When liberals start saying things like this, guess what? We won. We won, we won, we won. Now, have we won with coronavirus? I don't know. Because let me tell you, life is not good with coronavirus in China. A couple quarantined on a virus-infected cruise ship have an unbelievable story. The nightmare cruise from hell got even worse on Monday for thousands of passengers still aboard. The Diamond Princess cruise ship has been quarantined off the coast of Yokohama, Mexico for a week now. And they're all just sitting there waiting to get sick and maybe die. The number of confirmed coronavirus infections on the ship has climbed to 136 out of the 3,600 people stuck on board the ship. A growing sense of paranoia. For one Australian couple, they're sitting back and relaxing, enjoying bottles of cheap wine to numb the fears of an infectious disease taking over the ship. Last Thursday, Jan and David Binskin allegedly ordered several cases of wine, not from the ship's bar, but a drone. The couple said they contacted a wine club that arranged for the drone delivery. Jane and Dave Binskin wrote, Naked Wine Club, you're incredible, just got the first drop. Thank God for drones. The Japanese Coast Guard did not know what the hell was going on. Happy hour drone wine. Day three going nuts. Oh, boy. And then they show a picture of Dave Binskin enjoying the wine in his cabin on Friday. So they never could have gotten it by security or by the Coast Guard, but a drone dropped it in front of their room on the ship. That's wild. That's wild. But that's what they're reduced to. They're all trapped in their quarantine. The ship, they can't leave. It's the nightmare trip from hell. And Wader looks pretty smart. I've always told every single person in my life, I'm not taking a cruise ship. They're like giant petri dishes. I've never heard of coronavirus. All I knew is all the time virus runs through ships, flu. And people are all thrown up in diarrhea in the middle of the ship and they can't get off. Who wants to get on that? That's disgusting. Good luck on your cruise ships. I guess we're not going to have any cruise ship sponsors on this show. Wayne Allen Root, coming up, Newsmax TV.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.